Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
I tell you what's up. It's time for Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
Hey, Jenna's in here. Hey Bud.
Hey Bud, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing great.
Holiday season is upon us. We are surrounded by times for drinking.
That's correct.
Responsibly, of course.
Responsibly,
like we always do.
But
there is something about the holidays where it's nice to crack open a favorite drink or pop open a bottle or, you know.
Absolutely.
Pour something into something else and then pour it in your mouth. and there's all sorts of a great themed or holiday-esque drinks.
Absolutely, yeah.
You guys are pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
Staying
was,
with the holidays.
I love it. Yeah, we have so many things to talk about these next few weeks with holiday stuff and just some really cool things that come to market this time of year. New things, things that people are looking forward to that are annual, more seasonal type things. Mm-hmm. So really exciting stuff. Obviously, we're here right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think about the traditional Thanksgiving meal. You know, you got your turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, cranberry.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really into, you know, cider, wine. That's a very big occasion for those
that
types of libations.
Yeah.
So today, I brought a brand new variety pack from Blake's Hard Cider Company, which is out of Armada, Michigan, which is like totally east side of the state. So like Detroit, a little bit like even east, more east, I think.
Even farther, in Canada.
Yeah, basically. So anyways, they make this variety pack that's brand new, just hit the market, that is a light cider.
Light cider, okay.
Yes.
Obviously, this day and age, everyone is counting calories.
Absolutely.
They're counting carbs and sugars.
Yep.
And that's real big. We've seen that with the hard seltzers,
absolutely,
all that stuff.
Yep.
So this is a light cider.
Light cider, yes. And so I'm really excited about this because I really do dig cider. A lot of people that are gluten-free, also another great option for you. But I like it because, again, like, who isn't watching those things right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So you think about the growth of Michelob Ultra. You think about all these better-for-you type beverages.
Yeah.
And I think this is great. It's local.
And
so you got, like, something very local, cider, but it's not going to, you know, kill the gut.
Keep it in the mitt and keep that six-pack.
I see it
right on the side of that package. Zero sugar. I love
Let's try one out here. We'll try two, and then we'll take a quick break. We'll have some more. So what do you want to pour in our glass first?
All right. So we're just going to kick it off with classic apple.
Oh, classic apple.
You know, everyone
apple.
Always has to have the classic apple. You know, every cider company pretty much has that go-to.
The clapple.
Traditional. Yes, the clapple. I like it.
Maybe that won't work in the marketing.
No, I don't think so.
Enjoy a tall glass of clapple.
It does not sound appeasing, I don't feel.
Ooh, smells good. Got that nice, refreshing, like, a green apple smell to it.
Yeah, it does have a green apple smell to it, like a Granny Smith. So their traditional cider is called Flannel Mouth, and that's going to be a little bit more sweet, you know.
Yeah.
So this is obviously definitely, like, toned down a notch with sugar.
It doesn't have that. Automatically, you don't get that, like, that sugar tongue.
Yes.
That you get with so many of the ciders, which
you
are good.
Lick at the roof of your mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. That's nice. It's
right.
It's very crisp.
You know what's crazy? The aftertaste of this is apple juice.
Yeah.
It's got that. I was getting more of like a sour apple
like Jolly Rancher,
but not obviously the bite.
Right.
So all right. So that was the
That was the classic
apple.
The clapple.
The clapple.
Nice.
That's right. Patent pending.
That's so funny.
What's the next one you
got
there? All
right, so next we're going to go to mixed berry.
Ooh.
So berry is huge, again, in that seltzer category. You know, everyone has a black cherry.
Yep.
So everyone's really into, like, the berry flavor, right?
And a berry is tough because sometimes you just, it's like, all right, well, that just was kind of... I don't know. It doesn't really dance on the tongue.
What kind of berries?
Yeah, tell me what berries you're mixing there.
So sometimes they can be medicinal a little bit, where it tastes like cough syrup. Like
that's
when you're
it.
Sick, you know, like sometimes berry flavoring is not good.
Yeah. Oh.
But
you
hit
it on the head
great.
Right there, the cough syrup. I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
This is good.
And again, it actually does, it's not like imitation berry.
No.
If that makes it too, like it's not like you're like, okay, yeah, that's fake. There's no berries in that. That's just berry flavor.
Yeah, and actually it says made with real fruit.
That is delicious.
So delicious.
Ooh,
a little pink in color too for a little festivities, right?
It'll match my holiday sweater.
There you go.
Stand right there. All right, so that was the classic apple and the mixed berry.
Correct.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll try is there one more flavor
there
to try?
Is.
Perfect. Then we'll talk about some other things we got coming up.
Sounds great.
All right, it's Hey Bud on WIRX. We'll be back.
Hey Bud.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter,
Come on.
Almost said Junter, Henna. No, Brock, Hunter, Jenna. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
All right, so holiday season is upon us. We're all getting ready to get with family. Sometimes you need a couple drinks to deal with your family members.
Absolutely.
And we have just the thing to help you out with that.
We sure do. A brand new variety pack. Everyone loves the variety pack, too, right now.
Yes.
Of Blake's Hard Cider. It's their light cider variety pack.
Light cider, and we've already had a couple. We tried the classic apple, the clapple, the mixed berry. These are low calorie.
Yes.
Zero sugars in all of them, correct?
Yes, zero sugar.
And very low carbs. Yep. Right now, people, I think, and I kind of like this. It's that responsible drinking like we've always done, but now we're really like, all right, I want to hit the gym. And
well,
then
you
I
feel good
have,
about yourself
you do.
Afterwards, you know?
You do. You don't have that bloat that I used to have in college all the time after putting down a case. This is great, and a lot of great new flavors coming out. So let's, this is a variety pack.
Yep.
The third one we're trying is?
It is Mojito Lime.
Oh, all right.
Too bad Kiki's going to be so mad that she didn't get it. She loves mojitos.
Does she?
And so we're going to feel like Don Johnson in Miami Vice here for a second.
That's awesome.
Sleeves up right
So the first time I had this, I was like not sure. Like the first sip, I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it grew on me.
I like that. Thank you. So Mojito Lime, that's got a very distinct smell.
It's a lot different than the other two.
Mm.
It's good.
Yes.
It is good.
Yeah, and it, like I said, the first one, you're kind of like, okay, like trying to figure it out.
It's almost
what is a mojito? I'm sorry. I got to interrupt
mojito
here.
Mojito is a classic cocktail is that vodka or tequila?
It's rum.
Rum.
Mm-hmm.
You were way off.
Is it clear rum? It's clear rum. That's what it is. Clear rum.
Yep.
And then you have, I was as well.
Yes.
Clear rum, mint.
Yes.
And lime.
And simple syrup.
And simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put lime in there? Can you put lime in there?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I do. Not everybody does.
Not everyone
does. But you like mull the mint.
It's not coconut, right?
It's not coconut rum.
Nope, okay.
Like,
I know it's way off.
You probably can do what you want, but I think the traditional one is like that clear like Bacardi.
Just
rum.
A clear Bacardi rum.
Yep.
Not
then,
spiced.
Right. And then of course ice.
And then you crush
and
the mint, right?
You like muddle the mint.
Yeah, right at the bottom.
And then it's always floating
and that,
around.
And like soaks it up a little bit. It's that minty flavor.
How close would you say that this is to an actual mojito, as in taste?
I mean, it definitely has a little bit of that hint of mint. I think that's what really kind of like identifies that mojito is the mint. And
I don't
the simple syrup just so that you get a little.
I almost taste more of like that's what I was saying tequila. That almost more is like a tequila lime in my mind is what I'm taking because I think that lime is really you're getting that nice flavor.
Yeah.
It's not overpowering. It's not like sucking on a lime or anything.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
I was gonna say because I don't think I've ever had this flavor in my mouth.
Yeah. So I think,
ever.
And quite honestly, after this, we're going to Google this.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I don't feel like a mojito has lime in it normally. I think it's just mint.
Maybe it's, so apparently, we need to go back to mojito school because none of us know.
Apparently, we're not very good. I know beer and wine people, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Don't get all fancy with us.
I know.
Well, while you're looking that up, so Blake's Hard Cider Company, the variety pack, it's available now?
Yes, it's available now. Get it for Thanksgiving. People are going to love it.
Classic apple. the mixed berry, mojito lime, low calorie, zero sugar, low carbs, and you can feel good about your drink. And actually, too, this time of year, when you're pounding down stuffing and candied yams and turkey, wherever you can kind of maybe cut calories a little bit and sugar.
This might be a go-to for the holiday season.
With
man.
This, now you can have that extra piece of pumpkin pie because
you
can have the
you
sugar.
You know what? You can because you're giving it up there.
That's right.
All right, I figured it out. There is lime in a mojito.
All right.
It's usually, if this is a classic cocktail recipe, it's 3 mint leaves, 3/4 ounces of fresh lime juice, 2 ounces of white rum, and this is for Bacardi, and a half an ounce of simple syrup and a little club soda.
Hey, a club soda in there.
All right.
Club soda. Oh, there's the, right there. Let's make some up. Let's make up some. No, we got the mojito lime. We don't need to. Awesome. Well, this is fantastic. People, get yours now. And before we have you leave, now that we've got a couple drinks in us, some exciting things coming up here that we want to make people aware of.
Yes. Yeah, so obviously, we're almost into Thanksgiving here. Black Friday is a huge thing for us with Goose Island. So Bourbon County Stout comes out Black Friday. The Buck's going to have their annual event where they have some different varieties on tap. Actually, it's going to be last year's and this year's. So exciting stuff with that.
Yes.
And so that's always really, really fun. And then, of course, we've got so many cool things for the holidays. First and foremost, I just want to really quick mention that Budweiser has made this awesome, we call it suitcase. So it's a 24-pack, 12-ounce can. And a 25-ounce can design where it's all the holiday steins from the past.
That nice. Is so good.
So they, you can always nostalgic.
You can always count on Budweiser to get you into the holiday spirit, whether
yes.
it's the Clydesdales.
It's always them,
in
right?
In the wintertime, just through the snow. Yeah, Santa doesn't have reindeer. He's got Clydesdales. He's got the Budweiser Clydesdales pulling him around.
Right. Right. Yeah, so it's a really, really cool package. So if yes. you have like a Bud fan or just somebody that like really loves the steins and stuff, and of course the steins are out there in the market as well, but it's really cool.
You think about it, you go to a lot of parties too where maybe gifts aren't necessary. You're not buying. It's a great thing to bring. Like,
yeah.
that's an awesome thing to like, hey, here you go, buddy. Thanks for having me over to your Christmas party.
Right.
It's a nice
go.
Thing
right.
for the fridge and for people to yep. have without, you know, throw a sappy
card. But I think it's like fun to have
to.
It in your hand too, right?
Yeah.
It's the holidays and it's got like the beautiful different styles.
Yeah.
And they're all different. Like, it's really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we have that. And then another really cool one.
You
is,
said those are available now.
Available now.
Nice.
Yes.
Sweet.
So the other item that I'm really excited about that's brand new, and it's original Christmas beer, Stella, obviously, is huge.
Stella Artois.
Yep. It's the number one draft import in the U.S., but they came out with a midnight lager. So it's like a got Belgian chocolate notes.
Wow.
And it's
right.
a lager. It's very limited, so
yeah.
if you see it in a store, pick it up,
has,
folks.
Has Stella ever done anything
no.
like this?
Nope. It's like the first ever like spin-off.
Very cool.
Yeah. And
for a big brand like that
yeah.
to go off of script,
right.
I mean, that's
yeah.
that's crazy.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. And it's just like the bottle and the packaging is like beautiful.
Awesome.
Nice.
Like they actually hand paint or like they have like a company paints. I mean, not hand painted, but like, you know, paints the bottle black. So it's like a really, really like cool, like more like a matte finish.
Oh, very cool.
And it's really neat.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
And that's not out now, or it is?
It is.
It is
yep,
out now.
It is
okay.
out now.
Perfect.
Very hard to find. It's very limited. It was very small quantities because of the bottle process.
Yep.
So just like to have that
mm-hmm.
happen.
Yeah.
It's very expensive and very limited. So it's very limited time only. So if you see it, pick it up.
Get
it.
Yeah.
Up.
It, yeah.
yeah.
Try it out. All right. Awesome. Well, this is always fantastic. It's great to
yeah.
see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I know we'll probably have a little break in there till we see you again, but
sure.
I know we got some other things coming up in the wintertime.
We sure do.
So just keep your eyes and your taste buds peeled because
mm-hmm.
Hey Bud's bringing it.
That's
hey
right.
Bud. Hey Bud. Thank you, Jenna. We'll see you later.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX.